and the mule he had had hold him. And that mule got the rearing, the pitching, the cutting up. He went to building on him with that whip. And it wasn't long, he had that mule down on the ground. He come down, and he went to work. And he always had him to the left of the tongue. One night at church, he couldn't tie him. He's so industrious, the mule was. He just fidgeting. And the church was a long church. It had a door in each end and one out the side. And Tom would always drive around to the door. He couldn't get out and leave his team and go into church and tear the wagon up. That mule would, he'd break his tongue out or tear loose and get out of the harness or something. And he'd sit up there on that spring seat, have his legs crossed, listening to the preacher. Mule, he'd turn over this way and look back, and he'd turn this way and look back, you know. By the way, he'd say, "Whoa, Pete." Pete'd stand there for a little bit. He'd look back, he'd do this way and look back. He just mean it, didn't he? He'd tell him second time, "Whoa, Pete." And I stayed around Tom right there all the time. I was out there. And the second time he told him that, the old mule, he down this way. And when he started around this way, boy, he brought the hair from him. He reached up right on his shoulders there. That whip, it popped just like a .38. And that mule had come to attention, and he wouldn't move no more. He just like a soldier boy.
Good day. So he knew he'd gone too far.
Yeah. Well, he kept that whip hanging on his shoulder all the time when he's around handling him. And he called his wife Beth. He could be out there plowing him, Pete. And Pete'd get contrary. He'd holler, "Beth, bring my whip." Boy, he just settled down just like a boy would. And I saw him lead him up to the trough there at Pompous one time. We had a big trough, you know, and we built a plank trough from the well. It's about, 30 feet, I imagine, or further, the trough was from the well. And had it on forked sticks like that, you know, and laid up in there, and had the lower end of it, a little lower. We'd draw water with a bucket at the well, pour it in that trough, and it'd run down in the horse trough. He let old Pete up there on a lot, sort of drank. He stuck his head down there and he'd do the water that way, you know, shake his head up and down, raise up, lick his lip. And he'd always tell him second time, "He drank, Pete." He'd done that twice. He just reached up and loosened that whip on his shoulder, said, "Drank, Pete," and that mule went and drank, and he swallowed too. And I often thought about that. People saying you could lead a mule to water, but you couldn't make him drink. But you can. You can make him drink.
Let's get yourself a good style whip.
Yeah. And he never would. He could make him. And nobody else couldn't handle him, but he could make him. He could always catch his other horse or mule or whatever he had. He had different ones. And he'd go to the wagon. He always had under his wagon shed, you know, we had a wagon shed you'd drive under, and he'd just put the harness back on the wagon. His wagon harness, they had two sets of harness, had a plow harness, and then the wagon harness. People that had teams, you know, and he'd just catch the other and then go to that wagon. That mule, he'd come and get on his side of the town and stand there till he got the other hooked up, put his harness on him, then put the bridle on him and go on.
Yes, sir.